Hello again. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Micah chapter 2 today, just two verses, verses 12 and 13. Micah 2, verses 12 and 13. The prophecy says here, I will surely assemble all of you, O Jacob. I will gather the remnant of Israel. I will set them together like a sheep in a fold, like a flock in its pasture, a noisy multitude of men. He who opens the breach goes up before them. They break through and pass the gate going out by it. Their king passes on before them, the Lord at their head. Now, if you were to read this prophecy in the King James translation, it actually says that he's going to lead them as the sheep of Bozrah. Now, I believe the scripture is very clear, and I'm going to show that to you today, that this is where Jesus will return first, where the Jews will be hiding in the second half of the tribulation period. If you know the prophecies in Revelation, how at the midpoint of the tribulation, the Antichrist is going to step into the wing of the temple, declare himself to be God. He's going to go after Israel with fervor, and the two witnesses are going to be killed, and their bodies are going to come back to life, and they'll go up to heaven, and the Antichrist is going to go after Israel like you wouldn't believe. Two-thirds of them are going to be killed. A third is going to run out into the wilderness and be protected by God for 3.5 years. And the Bible actually shows us where they're going to be, in the area of Edom. And actually, I believe it is in Bozrah. I think the King James does a good job of translating it here in this verse, that he leads them as the sheep of Bozrah. Because people say, well, Jim, didn't he ascend from the Mount of Olives? Isn't that where he's coming back? Because the angel says in the same way he went up, he'll come back. They say that he's going to return in the same manner. They don't say that he'll come to that exact spot. He will. Eventually, the prophecy says that he's going to step foot on the Mount of Olives and it'll split in two and the millennial kingdom will begin. But let me show you a couple of prophecies that show that I believe that the nation of Israel, the remnant, those that are going to be spared. Remember, he says here, I'm going to gather the remnant of Israel. I'll set them together like a sheep in the fold, like a flock in its pasture. The remnant of Israel is going to be protected in the area of Edom, Moab, in the area of Bozrah, and that's where Jesus is going to return. He's going to forgive their sins. He's going to lead them in the battle of Armageddon. He'll fight battle by himself, and then he'll ascend the Mount of Olives. It'll split in two, and the millennial kingdom will begin. Listen to Isaiah 63, verses 1 through 6. Who is this who comes from Edom in crimson garments from Bozrah? He who is splendid in his apparel, marching in the greatness of his strength. It is I, speaking in righteousness, mighty to save. Why is your apparel red and your garments like his who treads in the winepress? I have trodden the winepress alone, and from the peoples no one was with me. I trod them in my anger and trampled them in my wrath, and their lifeblood spattered on my garments and stained all my apparel. For the day of vengeance was in my heart, and my year of redemption had come. I looked, but there was no one to help. I was appalled, but there was no one to uphold. So my own arm brought me salvation, and my wrath upheld me. I trampled down the people in my anger, and made them drunk in my wrath, and I poured out their lifeblood on the earth. Again, the judgment that is coming to the whole world, when Jesus sets up his kingdom, he's going to defeat his enemies, and he's coming from Bozrah. We just saw here in Micah chapter 2 that he's going to gather his sheep in Bozrah, the remnant. Listen to Isaiah 34. Verses 1 through 6, draw near, O nations, to hear, and give attention, O peoples. Let the earth hear and all that fills it, the world and all that comes from it. For the Lord is enraged against all the nations and furious against all their host. He has devoted them to destruction and given them over for slaughter. Their slain shall be cast out, and the stench of their corpses shall rise. The mountains shall flow with their blood. All of the host of heaven shall rot away, and the skies roll up like a scroll. All their hosts shall fall, as leaves fall from the vine, like leaves falling from the fig tree. For my sword has drunk its fill in the heavens. Behold, it descends for judgment upon Edom, and upon the people I have devoted to destruction. The Lord has a sword, it is sated with blood, it is gorged with fat, with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of rams. For the Lord has a sacrifice in Bozrah, a great slaughter in the land of Edom. Again, listen, the return of Christ, I believe, is going to be to where the Israelites are hiding in Bozrah, and he's going to lead them out in a great procession and defeat his enemies, shed their lifeblood, and as he defeats them on his own, he ascends the Mount of Olives, and the millennial kingdom begins in Jerusalem. Folks, the judgment's coming. I hope you hear this. God is going to fulfill all of his prophecies. Are you ready for his return? I hope you are, through faith alone in Jesus Christ. Going to share some more with you from Micah on Monday. Tomorrow will be in Psalms. Hope to see you then.